Hello, I'm Andrew Hawes, coordinator for Unreached People Group Ministry for Sub-Saharan Africa. There are hundreds and hundreds of unreached people groups in Africa who have really no significant church presence. And if the gospel is really going to get to these people, as it hasn't for the last 2,000 years, someone from outside their culture is going to have to take it to them. Many of these people groups have no alphabet and therefore no written language. And the tools that we're going to use to take God's word to them are really going to be the tools that they've had for the last 1,000 years, using stories, songs, dramas, everything that an oral culture has to communicate from generation to generation, everything that's important. What I try to do is learn from the groups that we want to reach out to and give them God's word in the format that they already have. I try to be a learner before I am a teacher. I try to listen before I speak. Some of the projects that are going on right now include a couple of projects in Nigeria, one for the Fulani people group. This tribe is huge. They're spread out. They're nomads. Many of them wander throughout West Africa from country to country. And their language, Fufulde, really needs God's word in a format that they themselves can use. So we've been developing a set of Bible stories from Genesis through Revelation to kind of unfold the history of God to them in their own style of storying. I'm really excited that we're about to record and get on the air Bible stories in a radio packaged format for the Central Nigerian Fufulde dialect. So I thank you for praying for the unreached people groups in countries like Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, Tanzania, Chad, South Sudan, Sudan. There's so many places in Africa that have cultures that have really not heard the gospel effectively in the 2,000 years that Christ's followers have been supposed to have taken the message. And it really is only going to happen as Africa reaches Africa. The West can't do it alone. We really need every Christ follower in Africa to be obedient, to make disciples. And taking the stories is an amazing way of doing that allows us to share the story of God to our neighbors.